We're keeping an eye on Wall Street, a huge drop in the stock market today following another bad day at the main stock market in China. But we can pass along that financial analysts are saying, as they often do when it gets scary, leave your money right where it is, hard as that may be.
Yeah, easier said than done. We're also keeping an eye today on the water crisis in Flint, Michigan. Late last night, Governor Rick Snyder asked President Obama to declare an emergency in Flint. The city's drinking water was contaminated with lead after the city switched from using Detroit's water to using water from a local river in an attempt to save money. Officials from the Federal Emergency Management Agency say they will review the request for a state of emergency and give a recommendation to the president as soon as possible. But as Lindsay Smith of Here and Now contributor Michigan Radio reports, many people in Flint are angry it's taken the state so long to respond.
It was October when state officials first admitted there was a problem in Flint. Since Flint switched water sources nearly 2 years ago, the number of children under the age of five with elevated levels of lead in their blood has doubled in the city. In some neighborhoods, like this one in Flint's north side, hundreds were exposed. This week, volunteers bundled up in snow pants and winter boots and started going door to door, handing out free cases of bottled water and water filters.
Hi, we're volunteering from the state of Michigan, and we just want to know if you already have a water filter.
No.
Okay, here's a water filter. Okay. Do you have any safe drinking water right now?
No.
All right, let me get you a case.
Okay.
There is no safe level of lead in your blood, but lead is especially harmful for young children. Kids with high lead levels typically don't show any symptoms until later in life. It can cause all kinds of problems, learning delays, and a higher risk of getting involved in violent crime. Since lead was removed from gas and paint, the number of kids in the U.S. with elevated lead levels has been on the decline. Before the city's water problem surfaced, the same was true in Flint.
Let me begin by saying this is a crisis.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder has taken a lot of heat lately for what's going on in Flint. The state played a big role in the decision to begin getting tap water from the Flint River. After the switch, the state's environmental regulators misguided the city on how to treat the water. And some state health department officials ignored data that showed lead exposure was on the rise last summer.
And that is something I apologize for in terms of the state's role in all this. The real issue in front of us is how do we address it? And how do we take care of the people of Flint?
Flint has already switched back to Detroit water, but it's not clear how long it'll take the distribution system to recover. If President Obama agrees that Flint's man-made disaster qualifies as an emergency, the federal government could help pay for some of the damage done to Flint's water infrastructure. Governor Snyder is trying to figure out how the state can help pay for services for kids exposed to lead. He also announced there could be another health problem because of the water. Snyder told a group of reporters on Wednesday there's been a spike in Legionnaires' disease in the Flint area in the last 2 years. 10 people have died.
That just adds to the disaster we already are facing with respect to elevated lead levels.
The potentially fatal respiratory disease is caused by Legionella, a type of bacteria that loves warm, stagnant water. The state health department is investigating whether the water switch was to blame for the spike in Legionnaires' cases. But many people in Flint no longer trust state officials and say they've been too slow to act. They want Governor Snyder to resign. Yesterday, hundreds of people rallied outside Michigan's Capitol building. They carried handmade signs. One says, "Arrest Snyder," in big, bold black marker, with a little set of handcuffs in the corner. After months and months of buying bottled water, Flint resident Priscilla Wheeler wishes she could just turn on her tap water and know it's okay to drink.
Man, we have to cook, we have to wash our behinds, we have to, you know, it still gets on us. And I still end up drinking it.
Wheeler can't always afford to buy bottled water. She doesn't have a car either. So even though free water is available at a distribution center, sometimes she still runs out. Meanwhile, early this morning, Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette announced he's launching his own investigation to determine if any state laws were broken leading up to the water contamination. For Here and Now, I'm Lindsay Smith.